Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome, everyone. So glad you're joining us today. We have such a beautiful, loving show for you. And the reason that I'm saying that with such a heartfelt offering is because we have one of my favorite people on the show. And her name is Pippa Marivelle, and she is founder of Metatronic Healing. And you know, I have to tell you guys that I first heard Pippa on the radio a few years ago, and then when I had my first radio show about a couple years ago on a different network, I wrote my list of the guests that I had to have on the show, and Pippa was at the top of the list, and we had such a beautiful show. Which are still archived at bigcountrypublishing.com. You can find the show there. Well, Pippa is from the UK and she's joining us all the way across the pond today on the show. And let me give you a little bit about her background. Pippa Marivelle is a natural healer with several decades of experience in client and group work using a variety of natural healing techniques, color healing, and she has an insatiable curiosity about the human mind and heart. So she has this partner in her healing, and it's Archangel Metatron. And let me tell you, you guys, just listening to Pippa, you can feel Metatron's healing energy. She is founder of Metatronic Healing. She is author of several books. One book that she's very well known for is Rescued by Angels, which is her incredible life story. I highly recommend that book. And she certifies practitioners in Metatronic Healing worldwide and is a very popular guest on radio shows. Her website is metatronic-life.com. Pippa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Christina. It's so great to be here.
Oh, I tell you, Pippa, I always get chills when we work together because I'm just so in tune with the angels anyway. But, you know,
you are like
just Metatron is like all around you and within your words. I have to tell the audience on this network, BBS, that I'm so happy to be on this new network. But when we did that first show at my other network, I had a huge spontaneous heart chakra healing, you guys, just on the drive to the studio, just an hour before the show with Pippa. We had never done a show together, crying like a baby, but it wasn't a sad crying. It was just such a healing heart healing. I could just feel on so many levels. Metatron was giving me a healing, and I didn't even know that the message of her show and her healing transmission was going to be about unconditional love that day. So this is a very special treat, and I recommend you guys sharing this show with all the people you know, because Pippa is such a gift to the world. So Pippa, thank you for being on the show.
Well, you've already made me feel like I'm back in my spiritual home, which is America, in so many ways. I mean, I love where I am, but I just love being with you guys. So thank you.
Well, that's nice, because a lot of foreigners don't say that.
It's a great country of pioneers. So no question. You're a fabulous lot, all of you.
So now, Pippa, you run Metatronic Healing Center. You certify practitioners. For the people who aren't familiar with your work, could you talk a little bit, you know, to give them a brief overview of the center, what you've created, and how you are guided by Metatron?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a physical center. I mean, we have a cyber center, if you like to see. I do a lot of work online, but on the ground we do trainings in specific places. We do trainings in London and we do trainings in different parts of England, and sometimes when we're invited we go abroad. So you know that infrastructure is growing, but there's various things I make available online until we can meet you on the ground, is what I say, because the actual training to become a Metatronic healer, a certified Metatronic healer, is one that happens physically, in the same room. So what is that? What does it consist of? It's all about the system is based on a beautiful blend of attunements and transmissions, and the attunements. It's like the attunement wires your system up to receive, like you're just a radio station. It's very much like you do that to, we place a thumb on a given part of the body to open the system, the energetic system, to receive that particular aspect of Metatron's frequency. And then each of those is followed by transmission, which actually recalibrates the system. It actually wires you in permanently to the Metatronic source. And as practitioners go through the training to deeper and deeper levels, then what happens is their systems, their energetic systems, are cleared progressively. It's like layer by layer by layer. You know how we come into this planet, you know how we all get wounded. You know how we come into this planet, and it's a planet whose signature vibration is fear. I mean, it wasn't always that way. I don't believe it was that way before, maybe about 5,000 years ago. But, to all intents and purposes, that's what it is now. And there's an awful lot to be cleared. So because there's a whole kind of inheritance, then even if we're, the Princess Charming married to some incredibly enlightened soul, that doesn't matter, or come into the parents of incredibly enlightened souls. Because the thing is that the vibration on this planet is one of fear, lack, not good enough, all the stuff that creates conflict, separation. So what happens is that we get wounded very early, long before we have the discrimination, the discernment to know what's true and not true. And then that actually settles into the cellular awareness. So no matter how nice your mum and dad were, and your teachers, and your sisters, and your friends, you're still picking up the stuff on the planet. So still at some level, there's that sense of fear and separation that actually keeps all of us apart. And then, of course, wounds attract more wounds. The more issues you have in the area of not enough, or not clever enough, or not wise enough, or grief-filled, or guilty, or whatever, each new wound kind of builds more scar tissue. And so we get kind of densified. We get more and more and more heavy and stuck as the stuff accumulates in the places where we keep all our baggage. Now, what happens with this is that each transmission, quite literally, every single Metatronic transmission brings in a really, really high vibration, a high vibration of love. And physics will tell you that higher vibrations dissolve lower vibrations. So you've got the high vibration, which is love, that mystic Teilhard de Chardin, that French philosopher, mystic, priest, visionary, fabulous guy, said in 1930 that the day would come when we would harness the frequencies, the energies of love, and it would be like rediscovering fire. We would harness for God, after we got space and tides and winds and gravitation. So that guy, nearly a century ago, he was saying how actually we're going to harness love literally as fuel, literally as energy. That's what Metatronic healing is doing. It's harnessing the energies of love, and it's downloading them into the system. And what happens then is it dissolves and displaces the stuff we don't want. All the old feelings of sadness and guilt and not good enough and not enough, not enough, not enough on so many levels. The anger and the hatred and the shame and all the stuff and gunk that we hold in our bodies almost entirely unconsciously. And it gradually comes up to consciousness. We can integrate the lessons. We can let go of the waste, if you like, in love, give it back to the planet. So then with each clearance, we become lighter, clearer, stronger, and the energy system becomes really, really strengthened, really, really clarified. It's like the scaffolding becomes more sturdy, and we can hold more light, and we can do more, and we can spend less time on all the stuff. And we waste, every one of us, we waste so much time on the emotions, the feelings, of scarcity and being held back and lack and stress and tension and anxiety and all the rest of it, the amount of time and the amount of energy we put into suppressing what we don't want to feel and stressing rather than achieving. So it's magic to watch, because as each set of attunements and transmissions comes in, then people go through deeper and deeper clearances, and their lives begin to change dramatically.
You know, a lot of people understand Reiki and attunements, and I became certified in Reiki many years ago as a master teacher, and I always enjoyed Reiki, but I always felt like there needed to be something for our new vibration, you know, and that was, it served a great purpose for many, many years, and what I feel like as the healer side of my personality and my business experiences, the Metatronic healing is an attunement that really does get to the core issues. Like, I didn't even have a healing from a practitioner, which is always more powerful, right? When you're one-on-one in a session. And I had never even worked with one of your practitioners in person. But the healing that I received just even before the show, but I listened to the Metatronic healing massage. And you guys, I used to be a massage therapist, so for me to say this, it is for real that it felt like I got a massage. My muscles felt so much more relaxed, and it wasn't just from the meditation. So it was really felt, I could tell the tissue was like I had a physical massage. So what you're saying is absolutely, it's almost like you're downplaying how powerful it is, because I have felt it from a distance through your meditations, and it's incredible. So I just really love that you're offering this to people and healers that can incorporate it in their practice.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I have to say, Christina, you obviously are so attuned to this, because that is precisely, you have described precisely what it is. Like you, I completely honor Reiki. And I know that it's about a century since Reiki came in. And if you think about the fact that the planetary hertz have doubled in really very recent history, you know, the vibrations on this planet have changed. They've enormously speeded up. So we need to be given frequencies that can kind of work at the pace and the depth that we're working now. So these, you know, I feel that these are the frequencies for the 21st century.
I do too. And if I was still working in the healing business, I would be certified in Metatronic healing add it to my energy healing modalities. Because, like I said, if I could feel it just from your transmissions on your meditations, I can't imagine having an in-person session, how amazing that would be.
Yeah.
And someday, that will be on my bucket list, Pippa.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
So these attunements, and you work with a lot of different issues. So, you know, of course, we all have that core issue of the fear and the separation. And I do believe that we are programmed, even if you had the perfect childhood and the perfect adulthood, we're still getting bombarded by all of this, you know, toxic food and water and media and propaganda. And the harp and the chemtrails and all these things to keep us in that dissonant type state. So we're not in that harmonic, relaxed, loving state.
It's true. That's absolutely true.
So I know that you do classes, and when you're invited, so if people listening and they are really interested in hosting you, should they contact you, you know, even if they're in the States?
Oh, sure. They can contact us from anywhere. I have two wonderful working partners, and, you know, we're always open to invitations. We're pretty busy, but, you know, we're planning well ahead. So, yes, sure. I mean, anybody with a decent-sized group, we'd do our very, very best to meet you, you know. And then the other thing is, just responding to what you were saying, I mean, that's the real deal. That's where the real long-term work is. And our goal as an organization is to train practitioners of excellence, you know, practitioners who really, really are powerful, high integrity, high energy, you know, loving, all of it. And we are gradually attracting people of, you know, of tremendously strong caliber. And the whole process of growing the team so we've got more people who can serve you, that's a long-term thing. But yes, we're open to that. That's the first answer. The second answer is that I was just thinking while you were talking about, you know, all the pollution, you were mentioning the massage a little while ago. Well, in the Divine Healing Clinic, which, as you probably are aware, Christina, is a kind of a class in our website, there's a category called the Divine Healing Clinic. We've got, for instance, the Auric Reboot, which some people use after work every day just to clean off their energy system. It's wonder, you know, it's really great. I mean, it's a really swift and efficient cleansing system. And there's also there's one about purifying and energizing your food. So if you want to, you can kind of use that as an ally to clean up your food and to give it a better energy. So, you know, there's resources that and in the interim, while we're kind of planning to be in all the places that people would love us to be, there are resources to call on the website.
Well, I, as a working mom with two elementary school children, gotta tell you, I love the fact that you have so many online offerings, because I physically do not, I don't have the luxury to physically show up to a lot of classes these days.
No.
And so I love the fact that, you know, you do have a different pricing points and different, you know, depending on people's budgets and their time obligations and commitments, that they can fit this in, you know, to their busy lives and those that are inspired. So I have a question for you. I always meant to ask you this. Mm. Do people come to the practitioner course even if they don't want to be a practitioner, but they want the intensive healing? Or
okay, that's a good question. We've actually got two different, in a way, we've got what we call the Metatronic Path, or if you like, you can see it as a tree. And within that, we've got two strands. There's the main Metatronic Path, which at the moment consists of six courses. There's a seventh one that I'm building at the moment. And a lot of people come to that purely for their own personal growth, their own strengthening and, you know, purification and understanding and wisdom and, what you know, all of it, basically to sort their lives out and for their own consciousness and so on. So it's a very powerful and of course an absolutely valid path for anybody, no matter whether they're a banker or a doctor or a, you know, whoever. There is also a separate strand that goes off that path, not off that path, but for those who choose also to be practitioners, because we get an awful lot of people who are, we attract a lot of nurses, for instance, we attract a lot of people who've done Reiki and all kinds of healing modalities who want to either add this in or who want to really specialize in this. So for those people, there is also a practitioner course level one and a practitioner course level two. And so you wouldn't take the practitioner courses, they're actually called practitioner course. You wouldn't take those unless that was what you wanted to do with your time, to be a practitioner. But the main, what we call the Metatronic Path, has the foundation course, which is also called opening, that's like the subtitle of that, is opening the pathways. Then we go on to the second part, which is called Golden Alchemy. And then there's ancestral songlines. That's the third level of training. The fourth level is crystal energies, and I think it's called crystal spheres, and so on. So you know, there's a very comprehensive and deep acting path, which is entirely people's choice whether they take it for their own personal reasons or as the fundamental grounding for what then is honed in the practitioner courses into techniques and ways of working with clients.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So maybe I'll be seeing you sooner than I think, Pippa.
So what? Sorry?
I might be seeing you sooner than I think. Because, you know, you have other options if you don't want to be a practitioner.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good to know. I always meant to ask you that. So we're going to we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Pippa has a message for our audience from Metatron. It's really heartwarming. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. So stay with us. Pippa Maravel, her website is metatroniclife.com, and we'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Welcome back to the show. So happy that we have Pippa Maravel all the way from the UK with us today. And Pippa, I love when you give information and transmissions and messages from Metatron. And I'm so appreciative that you're going to give us a message today. And then, you know, I'd love to hear your interpretation of it. So I'll go ahead and let you take it away.
Thanks, Christina. Well, the last few weeks, I'll tell you something. The whole of this year, right from the beginning of this year, I've had a very, very strong sense about September, and I didn't know why. And I didn't even particularly mention it to anybody. But about a month, I don't know, sometime, maybe in the summer, midsummer, people started saying to me, what's going on? The energies feel so intense. And I said, I'm not quite sure, but wait for September. And as September started getting more and more intense, I just kind of sat with it and asked the question. I asked Metatron, what on earth is it going on? Why does it all feel so intense, so kind of, there aren't words for it, really. So many people just feel that everything is happening faster, deeper. They can't keep a handle on things. They don't know where life is going. So I just, you know, I ask the question, what's going on? What's this about? So often what happens is I get given an image. There aren't necessarily always words. So what I found was I was suddenly being put inside. I thought it was an eclipse. For the first few minutes, I thought it was an eclipse. But it took me a little while to realize it was actually kind of the opposite of an eclipse, because it was a very, very bright, it was a sphere, but a sphere of very, very bright, silvery white light. And around the sphere was this shimmering darkness. So it, as I say, took me a few moments to realize, oh, wow, this isn't an eclipse, it's the opposite. So I tuned deeper into that and felt my way into what was it. And I felt Metatron's presence very near, energetically guiding me to this real sense that what is happening is a download right through from about, I think it started in early September, Christina, particularly, and intensifying all the way through. And we hear so much about various eclipses, and of course September had a big eclipse. So what I was being shown was that whereas eclipses generally are regarded as a time when, I mean, physically, an eclipse is a time when the light of the sun is blocked out, so we don't see the light, and we're told that it's time when we have to face our own darkness and you know, go inside in that way. Well, this was, as I say, it was the opposite. And what it felt like was, we look for answers. We're constantly looking for answers. We're constantly being asked, or rather, we're constantly asking ourselves to wrap things up in nice boxes, to tie things with pink ribbons, to get a sense of where we're going. What's this about? What label can I put on this? How can I bring this down to my level so I can make sense of it? So the answer was very clear that we're not being asked to bring anything down to our levels. We're being asked to expand simply our awareness, our hearts, ourselves, to let go and really sit in the light, which is the truth of our nature, no matter what is going on around. Because you see, around the circle of light was this kind of intense darkness that normally, when you picture the eclipse, is the round circle, but the darkness was outside. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean light and dark are, you know, they're complementary opposites. They're part of the same energy. And it was just like, sit in it and don't go anywhere. Don't expect anything. Don't be impatient. Don't try to categorize and put labels on things. Be in your light. And the more strongly every person on this planet is able to sit in their light, no matter what is happening around them, no matter what chaos, confusion, fear, anxiety, stress, tension, whatever they're feeling around them, stay within the light. And what happens then is all that light is... It's mutually feeding. We cannot fail to increase the light on the whole planet and between each other and within ourselves if we just allow ourselves to sit in that moment of unknown and trust and know that it's not about the outcome, it's about this moment. And as long as this moment is okay, which it is, then there is, in a sense, no outcome except perfection, except heaven on earth. Because heaven on earth is here all the time anyway, it's just we forget to see it. And when that light really increases, when that light really is allowed to express itself through us, then we find here we are in heaven. And all the bits of ourselves that are contributing to the not heaven, all our judgments and unforgiveness and hatred and all the rest of it, all that begins to drop away more and more. And then we find that through our thoughts, our activating thoughts, the feelings that arise from those thoughts, the words that we say and our actions, then we're more and more powerfully creating heaven on earth moment to moment anyway. So actually the outcome is, in a sense, you know, there is an outcome in the sense that we really, really are moving into a much more actualized reality of heaven manifesting through our lives on earth.
Whew. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, because, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom out there in the media, in the blogging.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, there are messages that it's the energy, an incoming energy of wave X or of love that's coming in. And what Metatron just gave us, I think, is one of the best explanations that I've ever heard about what I'm feeling right now. It is like we're in a state of suspension in a way, and it's like, and it's 1 minute you feel like you're moving forward and it's like this crazy energy, and the next minute you feel like you're completely still.
Yeah.
And you just, it feels like the compass is off or something. And, but to just embrace that and not fight it and receive the loving energies and be the light.
I was going to say also, yes, because it's not only about receiving it, it's about being it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being the love. Metatron is all about bridging heaven and earth. His whole essence is the bridge between the visible and the invisible, heaven and earth, spirit and matter, conscious and unconscious. And he represents that, and he exemplifies that for us, and he asks us to bring that more and more alive in our own lives. So the more we're able to be the love, rather than wanting it to come to us from the outside, the quicker it'll happen.
You know, that's a really good point, because I think a lot of us, we were programmed of the savior thing, you know, of whatever it is, whether it's whatever your religious belief or non-religious but spiritual belief is.
Yeah.
And for us to be that love that we want in the world. And that's just very touching. And thank you for sharing that. I know Metatron guided you for, this is really cool, you guys. It's called Sacred Medicine, the nine spheres that Pippa is going to be offering. Could you talk a little bit about what this is, and, you know, to give people a little bit of background on this class that's coming up?
Oh, I'd love to. It's my favorite subject. Yes, I'm just really excited about it. It was about a year ago. I'd been working with some ginger, the essence of ginger, with a group, because I was doing a teleseminar on trauma and abuse, that kind of thing, you know, trauma shock, that kind of stuff. And so I'd been working with ginger because it's the most wonderful reliever and calmer of shock. So the minute that was done, then Metatron just dropped this thing in my ear. He said, follow the spice route. So what happens when these instructions come in is they kind of, I let them sit in my aura for quite a while, and when the time is right, I just kind of start letting it find some structure, you know. So I really began looking more and more deeply at spices through the year. And I was, one of the things I was aware of is that in my own life, I just love spices. I love, you know, sugar and spice and all things nice, you know, that whole kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, cinnamon buns and Thanksgiving, you know, pumpkin pie, but also spicy foods. And we talk about the spice of life, don't we? And we talk about spicing things up when they're getting a bit dull. So, you know, everybody needs some spice. But at a much deeper level, spice does all the spices do, they all have a different, you know, I mean, each one is qualitatively different. But there's something that they all have in common, I think, which is to really help with our grounding, our fortification. They're very kind of energizing, they're good for the immune system. And even more than that, there's something about the heaven-earth connection in them. There's something about really helping us to feel safe as physical beings, as souls embodied in physical bodies on Earth. Because for so many people, and I think particularly this applies to people who are very sensitive spiritually, very alert to off-planet energies, healers, people carers, people who give a lot to other people. So often those people have problems in material life. Kind of, a lot of people have physical health issues. A lot of people struggle more than others if they're healers or carers or whatever. They struggle with money issues so often, with being really grounded in one of the things we have to do on Earth, which is kind of create a business base that works. So there's all that really getting it together on an earthly level, which so many have struggled with and still struggle with. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing a we're doing a free one to start with, which is going to be beautiful, because it's going to be some activations of some spice energies so people can feel how powerful these energies are, and we do a group healing, we do a meditation. So it's a really rich hour spent with Metatron, feeling the awesomeness of the field that he creates, and the awesomeness of that field that he creates through cyberspace, when people are drawn together with the same intention. Oh, wow, I tell you, it's just wonderful. And then after that, I start this 9-segment program, and they're going to be about probably 75 to about 90 minutes each. And we go through, in one way, it's like the 9 chakras, but it's not in the traditional way. It's not, you know, looking at the traditional issues necessarily that have been connected with each chakra for thousands of years. But it's 9 spheres. The first one we're calling it's the turning of the wheel. So we're turning our attention gradually towards our spirit, towards divinity, towards Metatron, towards our real power rather than towards our kind of earthly frustrations. There's the turning of the wheel towards that. And then with the main one, which is the 9 spheres, as you know, then there's the kind of activation of all those 9 chakras, the clarification, the clearing of stuff we don't want, the strengthening, the expansion. And on every week we'll be looking at a different area, like earth and ancestors, physical body and physical vitality, connection, intimacy, friendship, family, courage and truth, work, and you know, there's going to be, you know, some really core issues addressed, but addressed so that we really look at the issues. Each person will receive their paper, their key issue, their key words, so a chance to really look at the issues that they want to clear and strengthen. And then the group healing, because there's a group healing every week, helps to really bring those up to consciousness and clear them out. And then the activations will be a beautiful downloading of these unbelievably delicious energies. I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
When you first told me about this and sent me an email, I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing, because, you know, for many, many years I have worked with essential oils and coaching people. And a lot of people won't use the essential oils because maybe they're elderly or because of their health issues. And I know how healing all of ginger and cardamom and clove and turmeric and all these different spices and sacred medicines that you're going to be working with. I thought, wow, this is amazing for all those people who, for whatever reason, can't use the oils physically, or maybe they can't take the spices internally as much as they want to for healing because it's too disruptive for their digestive system, for whatever health issues they're going, they can benefit from this healing.
Yeah, that's beautiful and profoundly true, actually. Yeah, because these cannot harm you. They certainly don't give you indigestion. Well, you know, I mean, I know that thing, even being, you know, not totally elderly. You know, I know that if you have a curry that's too strong, you can be up in the night, you know. But Metatron won't do that. And Metatron is the master of balance. He always meets each person exactly where they are. And each person, even if they're all in the same room, each person will receive exactly the dose, the strength, the potency, whatever, that they're ready for at that moment in their life. It's quite remarkable. It's quite magical. So I love that idea of helping the elderly. And I'll say, that reminds me of a lovely story. Now, this person that I'm quoting is not elderly. She's, you know, probably in her 50s, that kind of age group. She happened to be there listening to the work with the ginger, and she casually remarked to me 6 months later that she'd wanted to move to Florida all her life from much further up north because she'd been so cold. And then she just threw it out as if it was the most normal thing in the world. Except, actually, no, it's not so important now, because since the ginger transmission, I haven't felt the cold again. And I was like, what?
So that's why I'm just... That's like when I felt the massage from your massage transmission. That's why I'm saying, like, this, you will feel the spot. That's amazing. So she had an Ayurvedic ginger warmth healing from the Metatronic transmission.
Yeah, it was great. Really great.
That is amazing. I bet you weren't expecting that one.
No, that was a shock, actually. It was a very nice shock.
Yeah, I'd love to hear the feedback from everybody after this one, after the 9 series, because what a beautiful thing to have. You know, so many times we get bogged down with work and kids and husbands and life partners or whatever, you know, or people in school, you know, because the young, boy, the college kids, they would be all over this because they are so open to, you know, these spices remind me so much of the Ayurvedic healing, you know, and the natural and the alternative health movement that's happening. And the youth are really into that. It's amazing to see them embrace this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can kind of see it would work for anyone.
Yeah. And you know what, in the days when of ancient India, when of course Ayurveda was the only medicine, actually, in those days the spices were valued way above gold, because it was so widely recognized that they were just such powerful remedies in Ayurveda.
And you know, we have gotten so far away from that because of the pharmaceutical industry that, you know, so many of us now are turning to the natural remedies. And this is in the way I look at this, this seminar series that you're doing, Pippa, is that this is just one more thing in our alternative all natural medicine kit, you know.
Yeah.
We have the things that we take, you know, peppermint if our tummy hurts, or instead of a, you know, over-the-counter drug. Well, guess what? You know, if you feel like, and if you feel inspired for this, definitely take her free class to try it out. And then you'll see what I'm talking about when you actually feel it through. It's amazing. So that's on October 13th, right?
That's on October 13th, and then the main series starts on the 28th.
And then for people who can't be live, they can No problem, okay.
No,
because they can always listen later.
Yeah. I always make sure everybody has the, you know, the URL, the link for the recording.
So if you want to sign up, I am just so appreciative. She's giving our listeners a really special offer. It's a 10% discount on this class, which is already very affordable and very reasonably priced, Pippa. And I love that you always make your stuff affordable, because then it's more people have access. So if you will get a bunch of free stuff she's giving you also, and a 10% discount on the Sacred Medicine 9 class teleseminar series. So the code is Reach For It. So for Reach For Radio, so that's your code, Reach For It.
All one word.
No, one word.
No spaces.
And don't bug Pippa if the code isn't working. Email me and I'll help you with it. But you can go to metatroniclife.com. If you guys forget to write this down, I'm going to put it also posted up on the show page. So you can, you know, make sure to get this or send it to your friends if you know anyone who would be interested. So I'm excited for it. I think this is going to be just amazing. And, you know, a ton of people do the essential oils as a business, Pippa.
Yeah.
And I see that this... this work that you're doing with Metatron will take their knowledge and understanding and appreciation for these sacred spices, right? Spice oils are like ginger and the turmeric and the nutmeg and the frankincense and all the ones that you're working with. Mm. It will take their knowledge and to a much different level than what they're learning out there in their typical oil classes. So anyone who likes essential oils, they whether they're doing it as a business or not, I could see that this would really be appealing to receive this energetic healing on a completely different level.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I mean, I agree with you that they'll get the information, and actually that's a really interesting thought, because aromatherapists, if they take this class, it's like they will get that kind of activation which will amp up their own kind of energy bodies, and it'll help the quality of the way that they're helping their clients. I can't rationalize it. I can just say that you know, that is what happens.
Well, see, that just gave me chills, and that's what I was seeing, that, you know, all these people that are doing this, aromatherapists or, you know, different massage therapists, maybe, and they're using the oils, or yeah, that this can really yeah, because that I feel intuitively like this healing is not only going to help the person listening to it, but it's going to, like you said, help them in their healing work. It is definitely.
Completely. Yeah.
Well, so we only have a few minutes left in the show, and I wanted to find out from you if there was anything else that you wanted to talk about. Because you're doing so much work, and I know you write many books, and you know, is there any other things that you would like to share with the audience about Metatronic Healing?
I think I'd just like to say that it began with a message to, well, no, that it, in its recent beginnings, the message was really to remove, to dissolve, to lift the story out of the body. And the story is where we all get stuck. We all get stuck in the story because we all feel separate. I am whatever. Eckhart Tolle expressed it beautifully when he said the ego doesn't care what it is, as long as it's more than. In other words, we can think we're more ugly or more beautiful or more poor or more rich or more clever or more stupid or more of a victim. But so long as it's more than it makes me feel separate from you. And that's what the ego wants. And the heart, there's a second, in a way, once that instruction was issued, only a few weeks later, Metatron gave this promise that the heart center of humanity would be activated. And that didn't mean just through Metatronic Healing. That meant that, you know, this is what's going to happen. It has to happen on this planet. But these energies really help that to happen. And the heart goes in the opposite direction. The heart goes in the direction of unity, coherence, the heart is holistic, and it's intuitive, and it's wise, and it unites, and it forgives, and it heals, and it, you know, it repairs what's been shattered and separated. So that's where this work is all aimed, you know, it's going. It's really in the end about Christ consciousness, which is the task, you know, it's the task of our age, in a cosmic sense, not in a religious sense. But in, you know, the cosmic Christ, the energy of unconditional love, the energy that unites all the dimensions, the energy that helps us to understand that heaven and earth are all one. That's, you know, that's the goal. That is the goal of this work, and that's exactly what's happening. We're seeing it. We're seeing such amazing healings from that level.
Well, and you know, a long time ago, Pippa, I don't remember who I heard it from first or where I read it, but it was that, you know, whatever your belief system, source, creator, God, brought us everything to the earth that we would need, you know, to live and survive, right? And the spices are all put here intentionally.
Yes.
The plants, absolutely, the animals, absolutely, the water, the oxygen, you know, the trees for
and
to clean
conscious.
The air. Yeah, and they're all conscious, right? Mm. And if we can get back to that connection, whether it be through your class, you know, what appeals to you, what, you know, excites you to, and think of how we can change the world and our lives just without having to, it's almost like the path of the peaceful warrior, you know?
Yes, absolutely, Christina. Yeah.
Well, this has been such a pleasure, and I'm going to remind you guys, in case you're driving or something, go to the Reach for It Radio Show show page on bbsradio.com for more information about Pippa's class. The free online event is October 13th. And then if you want to get a 10% discount and some goodies, free goodies from Pippa, put in the code REACHFORIT if you want to buy the 9 class series, and that will give you, that's your coupon code. Well, Pippa, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And as always happens in these kind of powerful, energetic shows, I think we've lost Pippa. So I'm not sure if I can get her back on right before we close the show. But you know what happens when we get that healing energy? Everybody gets knocked off air. And I'm sure the producers at BBS Radio have this happening on a daily basis with some of these high frequency shows. So to all of you listening, thank you for joining us today. Pippa Maravel was our guest, and we just love her. Her website is metatronic-life.com. Make sure to connect with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @CallistoWinslow. And stay tuned with us for all the upcoming shows and events that we have. And we so appreciate you listening and hope all of you have just a beautiful, heartfelt, and loving week. Okay, namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.